When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
What made it, you know, what made you cross the bridge over into like wanting to help other artists?
Best of the best entertainment presents your feature presentation.
Yo, what's going down? It's your boy Sir Quinn from Best of the Best Entertainment, where we keep our eyes and our ears open for local, global, up-and-coming and established artists. Today, we got a special guest, damn it. Introduce yourself.
Hey, man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's Cartier Chris. It's MK Direct Social, man. We locked in. We locked and loaded this year, man. 24 is the takeoff, bro, and we moving. That's what
we're
going.
Yes, Lord, man. Yes, Lord, man. So I'm fresh off the press, man, from MK Direct, River West Radio, man. So what's your professional title? Is it like, you know?
I would basically put myself in as an entrepreneur. Yeah. I wouldn't actually say that I'm a radio personality as of yet. There's so many different roles. You know, I just got started with the radio personality role in December. We already became like the number one show on the radio, on that network, on 104.1. We are the most eccentric show. We get the best interviews, get great interviews. We get important interviews on there. But not to discredit all the other shows that's on there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there are great shows on the radio. Yeah. River West has a bunch of them.
What does it take to be number one? Like, it's moving that fast, though, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's definitely taking off. So, back in 2019, I want to say, we had an idea to kind of start, like, kind of, like, get into, like, the podcasting. But we didn't really take it seriously until about like, you know, after the COVID, I want to say a little bit after 2020. So 2021, beginning of that, kind of start doing like skit videos. You know, you go to the lake, talk to people, interview them, you know what I'm saying? Put a little content together, do skits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it kind of went from that role to being like, man, what more can we do? Like, you know, this is cool, but everybody like a content creator, like what more can we put our shoes in? Like, how can we make money and profit and do things like that?
Yeah, because I see how you moving, man. Like, you a man of many hats. Like, it's never a dull moment when it comes to you, man. Like, I'm literally walking around with you, like listening, because like from one entrepreneur to another, I'm like, man, like, you got the cheat code. You feel what I'm saying? Man. So, like, I got to ask, like, how did you get into this business?
Well, you know, a minute ago, like I said, you know, the COVID thing happened. You know, as everybody, you know, you're going to take opportunity as either a risk or you're going to fail.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
So, I was working this job. I can't remember. I think it's RCS or something similar to that. Mm-hmm. Or it was something. I can't remember. We were someplace. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
But we was working at a factory, and then I locked in with you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You was talking about doing the like how you had the Best of the Best podcast. You do ciphers, you interview people, you know what I'm saying? You got your green screen setting up like that. I'm like, oh, wait, bro, we doing a little interviews and stuff.
Yes, Lord.
I said, listen, I thought in my head, I'm like, I do music right now. Like, how can I get on, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get an interview, studio time, stuff like that. And it went from that to being like, okay, I know I do music, but you know, now it's to the point where it's like, what else can I do besides promoting myself? Because I see, Lord, bro networking.
Right.
So it's a good way to meet with people that you can network
right.
with. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm like, what better way
to get involved? The thing is about that, bro, like you never took no for an answer. Like you, like, and it shows right now, like, man, like, and that's what a boss is. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't taking no for an answer. Like, bro, I'm sorry to cut you off, but keep going, man.
Nah, like, you good. Like you put it right on the head with it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Accept the no, bro. Not people be like, you know, ask once, try again type theory.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It'd be the same stuff with me, bro. Like, once I see opportunity as it is, you either going to take the risk or you're going to fail, bro.
Right.
Okay to get a no.
Right.
Like, who's to say you're going to just stop at that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's other ways around it. You might be getting a no from this person, but somebody else might be able to get you a yes. So it's like, oh, shit, let me talk to bro and see if I can get him to slide. Next thing you know, you linked up and there you is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a different route you could take to get to where you want to get to.
You from the crib, bro? You from Milwaukee?
Yeah, man, I'm from Milwaukee, bro, but
let's take it way back.
But so I was born
in Haiti. Wagwan.
I was born in Haiti, bro.
Yes, Lord.
Moved here when I was about 6 years old, got adopted. Met my brother, you know what I'm saying, who was in the building with us today, you know what I'm saying? He locked in. That's my boy Wayne MC. If y'all want to follow him, The Great on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? The Great on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? He runs my MK Direct, MK Direct social backup page, and he's going to be doing the radio page soon, too. Nice. So he's also the cameraman, though. So if y'all ladies do some pictures y'all want to take, hollering that bro, because he going to snap, you know what I'm saying?
MKE Direct, man. Like, what's the business plan? What's the motto with MKE Direct?
We just want to take over every avenue, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, the main thing with radio, we want to be the Breakfast Club. We want to be bigger than that. The main thing with interviews is that we want to network with everybody, develop partnerships with people that matter so that we can keep building, you know, basically have like an interview emporium.
Yeah.
We have like the best interviewers, have like a convention and stuff like that together. Yes, they get awards and all that stuff going on for having the best podcast, you know, stuff like that. We kind of want to go into like the music atmosphere and get like the best engineers together that know how to do music videos and stuff, the best videographers. Get them together, have them shoot like some of the best content so we could develop like a movie, you know what I'm saying? Go into that type of role.
Ooh.
Like a, you know, there's like anything that has to do with like up and coming like music, you know, comedians, stuff like that. We could do movies based on that with best videographers.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
You for the culture, so man. Yeah, so like MKE Direct, who all have you interviewed on the platform so far?
Man, bro. I mean, it's a bunch of names.
I don't know if y'all tapped into MK Direct like and River West Radio, man. It's a whole mood. Yeah. And I'm glad that y'all brought me on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, just like, man, bro. Like this like bridging the gaps like with what's going on, like with
that
the podcasters.
Man,
let's
bridging the gaps. He's on the brakes.
Bridging the gaps is like it's amazing. And what you got going on, man, I'm obliged. And I love that you brought me on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I overtalked that. But like, but answer the question. Like, who all did you bring onto the platform so far, thus far?
Well, we got two different platforms. So we got improv, which are basically like interviews where we do like a whole introduction with you and all that.
Right.
That's more videography. And then we have radio interviews where you're live on air, 104.1 WXRW. So if we go based on the improv interviews, I've done EMG as a group.
Mm.
That's the label that Big Frank works for. I've shot his interview on there. That's probably one of the most popular ones on there.
Yes, Lord.
I shot B. Jones' interview on there. Pretty good footage with him. He brought his people with him. You know, that's fun. Then we did a skit afterwards.
Right.
Shout
out to Big Frank. Shout out to Destiny Lynn. You had her on there too?
Yep. I shot a couple of local artists. There's F.A. There's G. Keone. There's Tayshana. Demonica, which is, I ain't gonna lie, like, there's the type of music that she do is on a whole another level. So, like, they got this Minnesota versus Minnesota versus Milwaukee.
Hold on, no, wait. Let me correct you. It's Milwaukee versus Minnesota.
Oh, Milwaukee. So, Milwaukee versus Minnesota beef where they coming at us about, you know, our people getting on, right? Like, I feel like as the dudes ain't got to really do nothing, bro. Like, the girl's barking hard enough.
Yeah, facts.
She one of them that's going to get down on them, and she has, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, you know, I don't want to put too much credit where it's due, but a lot of the people that I interviewed have a lot of talent. You know, J-Love, a lot of them, like, it's a lot.
Shout out Sheesh, man. In case y'all just now tapping in, we kicking it with
Cartier Chris, you already know, and it's MK Direct Social live on 104.1 WXRW Studios. Locked and Loaded.
We're going to continue to pick his brain right after this commercial break. Stay tapped in, y'all.
If you or someone you know are looking for weekly or consistent hair care, I provide hair services for all hair types, lengths, and styles. Book your next appointment with me, Fine Wine Crystal. You can reach me on Instagram at finewine_ice or on Facebook at Fine Wine Crystal. Thank you. I look forward to working with you soon. All clients must be willing to receive hair service within a shop setting. There will be no chemical services provided at this time. Style lengths and prices vary per client, and we're now offering services for clients with tender scalp needs and special needs accommodations.
Yo, in case you just now tapping in, we kicking it with
Cartier Chris, and you know it's MK Direct Social, Locked and Loaded, man. Let's get to it.
Yes, Lord, man. So, nigga, what else do you do? Cause like, bro, hold on. I see the shit on, bro. You got them folks blues on right now, man. Like,
oh, the GD
like,
blues. Yeah. The GD blues,
nigga. Bro, hold on, bro. Game, man.
You know,
we got them
exclusively.
Shice. Nice, hold on, man. Like, let the camera see it, bro. Let the camera see it. Yeah, you gotta bring it up a little bit higher. Yeah, he got that. Boy. Yeah,
Sylvester, get up off me, you know. Southern Shaka Tash, you feel me?
Shit. Like, what else do you do though, bro? Like what else? Like, cause like,
oh,
man,
shit,
you,
man. Like
it's
ain't
a lot, man. Like, it's a lot in that brand of yours. You know what I'm saying? So, and the best of the best TV, we gotta hear it. You feel me?
So within the company, we got a model magazine that we got on. Yes, I got about 7 models right now that work for me. They just got hired on. Mm. We work with the Visual Factory, which is on 72nd and Dean Road in Brown Deer.
Yes, Lord.
Work with my boy there. His name is Buck Bradley.
Yeah.
So I'm working with him on a couple things. I got my boy Jalali. I'm working with him on a couple things, and then my other camera guy as well, Wayne MC, or the Great One. You know what I'm saying? If I want to follow him on Instagram, Snapchat, and whatever, that's what their socials are.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just I got that avenue. We got the radio, obviously. We got TV coming soon. We're starting some stuff with PBS10. Mm-hmm. They're on their network. It's gonna be more business related.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my co-host are gonna be tackling on that. She's gonna be in and out from Miami.
Bro, you not finna nutshell this whole interview. I know you're a radio host. I asked you, what else do you do? You not finna nutshell this interview, man. I know you do a lot, man. I know you do a lot. What inspires you to do what you're doing? You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, like the will, bro. Like, it's just a lot of my people around me, you know what I'm saying? They grow with a lot of nothing. You know what I'm saying? My and then dog. Just me being who I am, bro. Like, I've always been the person to give, like, you know, my shirt off my back to, you know, a stranger, help out.
Yeah,
and I feel like I could do so much with my music, but I see a lot of talent here, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what better way to network and put my stuff behind it than to just do it for my city? And then,
right.
You know, I got my people behind me, my family, my kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, my kids is. That's more of my inspiration behind all of it.
You think what you're doing right now, like putting this platform together, like you think it's like digressing your music? Like, man, you a cold lyricist, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about your music right now?
Well, I mean, as far as my music, I mean, I don't really look at it in like a certain aspect, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
I try to look at it more into, like, I do it just to do it for fun. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a hobby to me now.
Yeah.
So the more the, like, where I'm at is more like the radio entrepreneurship level, where I'm like putting people in places where they want to be at. You know what I'm saying? So that's more of my role now. I'm more of like a diverter. Like, okay, you tell me your plan and I'm putting you right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm at. People that want to book shows, you know, you got a bunch of artists. Like, I want to get more events. You know what I'm saying? I know all the promoters.
Right.
So it's like, let me just holler at them. You know, I got this artist that want to perform. You know what I'm saying? What's the ticket? You know what I'm saying? Or it's one of my people. You know what I'm saying? Let's get them in real quick. Yeah. All right, cool. Say less. You know
so how did it feel as a musician, as an artist? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did it feel? Like, how did the support feel? Like, how did it, like what made it, you know, what made you cross the bridge over into, like, wanting to help other artists?
So, ain't gonna lie. Like, I started it. My guy, Jalali Bay. It was me, Wayne, my boy Ricky, and a couple other people that was locked in. You know what I'm saying? And our first song we did at a club on the south side, bro. And like we was chopped, because it's our first show, like we didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? We drunk. We like, bro, we just got to get out there. We went out there. I don't know how we did, because I don't know if they recorded it. But the way it was, we had a crowd into it. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody was lit. You know what I'm saying? So we had it pretty, you know what I'm saying, smooth. And then it just kind of went to people doing music, but people listening to it, but not really promoting it as you should. Right. Like just doing songs and just having an archive of stuff just built in. And we really didn't have an avenue to really get the music out, but just back then, putting it on either SoundCloud or something like that, or on a disc or something. You know what I'm saying? No, for real.
You talking about culture, man.
Yeah. It's like for me to sit back and try to promote it, I didn't have no avenue to get my music out there how I wanted it to until we start doing music videos and stuff like YouTube and stuff started kicking. So then that's when it's like, okay, let's see what we could do. Like, let's just post everything on YouTube. That's how some people get noticed, but we didn't have no platforms to know that stuff back then. Post your music on this, and that's how you can get on. They didn't teach us that.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how it was. So my idea was to kind of lean off of that, just do it more as a hobby, and then promote other people's stuff.
Because it was God's plan that we met, man. Yeah. Speaking of, man, you said you've been in Minnesota for a little bit, man. Yeah. This Milwaukee versus Minnesota beat.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to touch on that right after this commercial break. Y'all stay talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now available on Roku TV. Again, we are pleased to announce that we are on the A&R app on Roku TV. Make sure y'all go support. It's spelled T-H-E, capital A, lowercase A-N-D, uppercase R. No spaces. Please go check that out. Again, it's capital T, lowercase H-E, uppercase A, lowercase A-N-D, uppercase R. No spaces. The A&R. All one word. Thank you for y'all support. Go check that out. Yeah.
Of the best entertainment. Shut up and hustle.
Yo, thanks for still tapping in. After commercial break, I'm kicking it with my boy.
You already know who it is, man. It's Cartier and Chris, man. We locked and loaded with MK Direct Social, man. Stay tuned.
Yes, Lord, man. I had to get my boy Big Bottle, man, because, man, we had a little mishap our last interview, man. But it's more inspirational to this time. You feel what I'm saying? So,
I'm going to tell you, we drank the little midget, man. Like, midget, she gone. We're going to put her to the side.
No, it's organic, man. Me and my dog, we worked together. That we talked about, we manifested everything that's going on right now. You feel what I'm saying? From my dog being a rapper and trying to get on the platform, and I use that term loosely, trying, because he didn't take no for an answer, and also he made himself a boss, man. And also he understand the importance of promoting yourself. You feel what I'm saying?
A working boss too, though. Not one to just sit back and don't do nothing, call the shots. I still call the shots, but I still make the moves and get down to
my dog. My dog.
Just so y'all know.
So you fucked me up, because you said you was in Minnesota, so you understand their language. But we got Minnesota, Milwaukee versus Minnesota.
Okay.
Beef. How you feel about this?
To be honest, bro, it's stupid, bro. Because at the same time, everybody in Minnesota got their own music. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody in Milwaukee got their own swag. But right now, it's just what's popping, bro. So why hate on the next city? Because y'all not got what y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's not going on for y'all right now. Y'all got to get off that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep pushing it. Keep, you know what I'm saying? Why don't y'all tap into our platform? Because Milwaukee, we didn't just stick in Milwaukee, bro. We had artists that was here in Milwaukee. We went to Detroit. We went to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We was tapping in different bases. We had songs with V's. We got V's want to do a song with JP right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, if they work. Wear? Yeah, I know. Vezza, V's.
No, yeah. Okay. Yep. V's. Oh, damn.
So, he popping, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got Drake want to hop on a remix with him. You know what I'm saying? And that's being real. So it's like, if they tap into that industry, bro, come fuck with us, bro. Instead of y'all trying to beef, just come down here, come fuck with us, bro. We ain't got time for all that shit. You do y'all, we do us. It is what it is, man. Yeah. We ain't gonna argue with y'all. You already know what it is. Yeah. Beat y'all ass, but
you think they music fucking with our music, though?
To be honest, bro, y'all got Prince, bro. Yeah. So it's like, it ain't really nothing y'all can really say or do, to be honest. Y'all got Prince, bro. Y'all gonna talk about his dancing all day in our music, but y'all got Prince, bro. That's it. Y'all can't get over that, bro. Y'all got Prince, bro. used to wear leather chap jeans with a booty cut out, bro. Like, that's who y'all got, bro. That's who y'all got.
Yeah, facts, facts. Yeah.
But it's
You can't get on Prince, you know?
And St. Paul, that's my city, bro. Yeah. Maryland and Rice, bro, that's where fam live at. So, you know, it's love for everybody down there. And there's no disrespect to MPLS, bro. This another state, bro. Don't come at Milwaukee, Wisconsin about none of that, bro. Like, we bought our bucks and we bought our cheese, bro. How else can you put it?
Size. So how did Milwaukee make you, man? Like you from Haiti, let's kind of take it back. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about it. All right,
so like even, you know, like Haiti, a harsh place even to this day, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Clintons kind of like, they fucked that shit up for everybody, man. Made the city kind of like at turmoil, took a lot of businesses. Like, here you can start your own business, do what you want to do, become entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? Live that American dream, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in all retrospect, bro, like when you go down there, they stop you. There's a block on all of that stuff. You ain't got schools and stuff unless it's, you know, them catering the school system, but they bringing you books that's old, you know what I'm saying? That stuff they ain't even listening to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
So it's like, they stopping them. They giving all the resources to, the Dominican Republic, but they taking a lot of stuff out of Haiti and they trying to promote it as for what it is, saying that it's worse than what it is, but it's really the American government coming here making it worse because they stealing the resources. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
So, and that's just being real. Like, I ain't even gonna sugarcoat that, bro. You see the FBI, I go missing, bro. Just know it was because of this interview, bro, and I told. You know what I'm saying? Just know. Listen. I'm just gonna say.
Hold on, talk. Man. Listen, man. Listen, bro. You ain't going nowhere, bro. You ain't going nowhere, bro. You see how Milwaukee getting down when it comes to Minnesota, bro?
Hey, for real.
You snapped the certifier, man. And that's not the certifier, but for my boy, here, Chris, you feel what I'm saying,
man? Sure, man.
But that's how it was. Like, that's how it is, man. That's what's going on.
Man. So, real talk, like, you know, Minnesota, like, going back to the Minnesota beef, they got their own little shit going on, bro.
No, not the Minnesota beef. Let's talk about, like, how Milwaukee made you.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
So, back to, you know, into how Milwaukee made me, in a sense. I mean, that really is how it is, bro. Like, I can't even sugarcoat that, bro. Like, you know, my influence is really from, like, the people I grew up with. You know, we call ourselves a Blue House Gang. You know what I'm saying? We used to call ourselves Blue House Gang.
What?
When we was younger, we used to have a group. It used to be like, we used to Wild Trash. You remember, you know?
Yeah, the Trash.
Back in the day, used to call themselves the Trash.
You know? I heard that name for a minute. Gang, bro.
Some of my boys still got the tattoos to this day.
Duh,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I was off Hampton too, because
you had Center Street, 4-6 Uptown.
Shite.
You had Eastside Basement Boys, Attic Boys. You know, you had all of that. You know, there's a lot of old stuff.
Talk that Milwaukee talk real quick, man. Hold on.
So now you got low end, you know what I'm saying? Now you still got Trays, you know, you still got the Wild Twos, you know what I'm saying? They call it Dub Group, you know what I'm saying? Right off the 20. But the whole thing is like, growing up in that era, bro, it taught everybody to stick together, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So now you see people that you grew up with that you used to beef with, you know what I'm saying? You be like, shit, it's love because you see where they at in life now, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, as a kid, you weren't thinking about that. You was just like, shit, I'm with my people, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Us over nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the mentality that you live by when you grow up, because shit, when you develop your business, you kind of want to have that same mentality.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's us or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So you want to have that same mentality, that gang-like structure, but you're running it because, you know, everybody going to work for everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
And it's not the violence involved, it's, you know, the structure involved, you know what I'm saying? So.
Whoa. So and that's considered culture, like, and that's Milwaukee culture, because, like,
just thinking of mob, bro,
you know, like, you got
the Italian mafia, bro, and look how they society work together, the Roethlisbergs, you know what I'm saying, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, bro, you know, all the corporations he got, bro. We got Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing all this stuff, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? And now,
that's your answer.
Yeah, but that's, you gotta have a squad with people, bro. I'll take that back. Twitter owned by Elon now. He made it to X.
Size, man. You know, like, he know his knowledge. He got his knowledge. He got that, man. So, so like in the last 10 years, like how do you think culture has changed? We're gonna talk about that right after this commercial break. Stay
tuned. I gotta wait.
If you or someone you know are looking for weekly or consistent hair care, I provide hair services for all hair types, lengths, and styles. Book your next appointment with me, Fine Wine Crystal.
You can reach me on Instagram at finewine_ice or on Facebook at finewinecrystal. Thank you. I look forward to working with you soon. All clients must be willing to receive hair service within a shop setting. There will be no chemical services provided at this time. Style lengths and prices vary per client, and we're now offering services for clients with tender scalp needs and special needs accommodations.
Yo, thanks for still tapping in, man. In case y'all just now tapping in, we kicking it with my boy.
Hold on, my boy. It's Cartier Chris here with MK Direct Social, man. We locked and loaded. You feel me? Hold on. Cheers.
Yeah. So, before commercial break.
Is this the same shit?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's just a bigger bottle.
I think bro mixed it, bro. We put some other shit in. It's a bigger. Ever clearing this month.
We getting it with Donnie or Chris, damn it. Fuck you talking about. So before commercial break, we was talking about how the culture has changed in the last 10 years. Like,
you want me to spell it? What's that, Latin?
Man, listen. I'm not even gonna touch on that one. Like, pause. All right, but listen, but it's culture.
Okay, that's what it is.
That's what it is. All
right.
So how did it change? Like, it's because it's man, we known each other for a minute, like, and you see the change, and you are the change. You're part of the culture, man. Like, and I not bother that, man. I applaud to that. For one, for two, like, so like how did it change, and like, where do you see it going? That's a lot of questions.
I mean, like, when, okay, so to answer the first question, how did the culture change? Mm-hmm. And then the second one was, how do you see it going? Mm-hmm. All right, so for the first part, I feel like the way it changed is the way we used to do music, the way we used to advertise music, we don't have that. We didn't have TikTok as a...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Platform, you know what I'm saying, and get on and do all that. We didn't have YouTube to, you know, we did, but we wasn't using it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We didn't have like Spotify and all that. Like, we had SoundCloud, but that didn't come out to, you know, later when people start catching on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to have all these different platforms that the kids got now, like, bro, you could do a video on Viva Cut, bro, and then post it, and then it's on TikTok, and now everybody like, oh, that's on car. You know what I'm saying? It could be a chorus, bro. That's all people, it's catchy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they going to hop on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
So the culture changed in that way, because like, the way things used to be that was accepted back then, that was denied back then, is now reversed. You know what I'm saying? So back then, you know, we had Lil Romeo, bro. You know what I'm saying? We had Lil Bow Wow, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like these OGs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And listening to that music, bro, like they wasn't cussing, bro.
Yeah.
Now you got little kids that's like 10 years old on their song, cussing like a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro, shut your ass up, bro. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, the second part of your question.
Where do you come into this culture? Like, where do you, you know what I'm saying?
So
like,
where I fit in at and how I influence it in a sense is I appear to the culture, like I appear to the youth. I do a lot of stuff with the youth.
Yes, Lord.
So I try to make sure that, you know, if they got things going for them, monitoring their brains, monitoring their minds, something, you know, productive for them to do, then, you know what I'm saying, for us, it's going to make it easier on us to, you know, train them, make sure that they doing, you know, all the stuff. So when they get to the younger culture, they able to do the same thing that we doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, for example, like, I was a coach this year for my kids' basketball team. You know what I'm saying? It's a Lutheran school. You know what I'm saying?
You should have answered that when I asked you, what else do you
do?
So
look, but listen, so check this out.
Wow.
So kids got an attitude problem, bro. Like, I ain't never, like, I got my own kids to worry about, bro. But these kids, bro, fifth and sixth graders, bro, attitude problems out of this world. I'm talking about temper tantrums, bro, egos, all that. And boys, bro, they don't give a, you know, they don't care, bro. You know what I'm saying? So to mold them and to like mentally prepare them to go out there and work as a team, bro, and to win two championships, bro. This is my first year doing it. It was crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? My son played.
Y'all took it to the ship, bro.
So yeah, we won two, bro, this year.
What?
Bro. You know what I'm saying? What? It was a good group of team, bro.
Touch me, bro.
It was a good group of kids, bro, on the team. You know what I'm saying? My son first year playing it, you know, it made him proud to see it because, you know, he didn't really believe in basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is his first year playing.
Yeah.
So to get him out there for him to, and then he scored. You know what I'm saying? His first points of the season, too. You know what I'm saying? His first year.
Hey, that's so it's like, dad, man.
Right, I was proud, bro. I'm like,
for real.
You know what I'm saying? I want to say this nigga. Yeah. But
you can talk your
he
shit.
He did
man.
What he like, did, you know? Yeah, I was like, hell yeah, my boy. Shit.
Yeah.
So next year, he want to get back into it. I want to get him more active. You know what I'm saying? He got cousins and all that shit that play with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to have him working with them. I take him to the wall. My guy got me training with them. Now he want me to work out with him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm more training my son for basketball because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I don't mind doing the workout, Leo. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to wait till that high school moment come. You know, his kid's in high school. So, you know, he work out, try to get fit. He want to be Brock Lesnar. So.
Right. Right. So you part of the culture, like you are the thread, the stitchings of the culture, like in Milwaukee.
I wouldn't
right
necessarily
now.
Say like the thread, but I would be like the foundation for somebody that want to get started to where they want to be. You
I like
what I'm
that.
Saying?
I like that.
So I work with a bunch of local people and I work with a bunch of known people.
I like that.
Because of the people that I know. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been around for a while. People might think I'm younger than what I am.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit older than what they think. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Lord.
So
yes, Lord.
I get bro, he's like 25, 20 this and that. Like,
right.
Y'all probably think that, but I ain't gonna say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna just let it be what it is,
facts,
you know?
Facts.
So I appear to the younger crowd for that simple fact because like most of like the way I carry myself, the way I dress, my demeanor and all that, it's kind of laid back, cool, young type, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got promoters that want me to like host a bunch of events like Legends, Prime Social, stuff like that. Shout out my boy B Fire, you know what I'm saying? He on that. And then, like I said, we promoted we're sponsored by a lot of different people and we're partnered with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
So,
and your network is growing fast,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, growing.
Yeah.
Fast. So, like, with that said, like, how did you grow your following?
Organically is the best way to go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we started off, we had this page for about 3 years now.
Yes, Lord.
Direct Social. And, in all honesty, like, a lot of the stuff has to do with like the paid promotions and stuff and then the collaboration post.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at like building your fan base, a lot of the stuff I used to do to just keep it a buck, like I used to go on like MKE Mixtape Trappers, right?
Yes, Lord.
And I used to go on DJ Jerry.
DJ
now
Jerry.
We partners now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I used to go on his page and just add his followers on my page, you know what I'm saying?
My
and then
dog.
I'll just click on stuff and have videos and like they stuff and have them come look to see what my page is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most of the people that's on this page, like, okay, it's another promoter page. It's another page, that's, you know, Milwaukee. Let me add this page, see what bro talking about.
Ooh,
you know
boy.
What I'm saying? Post that stuff, right? So I did that a lot with a lot of people's pages, right?
Yes, Lord.
I had a 414. I tapped into that, you know what I'm saying? Kind of got that situated. I'm not going to say too much more detail into
yes,
that.
Yes, Lord, man. I was going to say, don't give him the script,
you
man.
Know, and then, you know, we got my boys, DJ Jerry, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my guy, we ended up doing a mixtape with him a while back. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we got plugged in with bro, you know what I'm saying, on the stuff that he got going on. I'm trying to get him on the radio as well too. So DJ right. Jerry,
speaking of radio, man, shout out DJ Jerry, man. I ain't mean to cut you off. Like speaking of radio, like how did that promote your growth? Cause like man, you made a move, yeah. you making these power moves.
Yeah.
Quick. Like how did the radio promote your growth?
So before people wasn't really taking MK Direct seriously, like I had to reach out and do a lot more stuff to like kind of put in a little extra effort to get to where I was at. But then once I got the radio spot and it locked in, people start looking at it like, okay, damn, you know, bro, really, you know what I'm saying? He got a radio on 104, like, you know what I'm saying? It's an FM station, like we could key in and listen to it. It's on the internet too. We can mm-hmm. It's on Rhapsody, like, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of people started to string in like, okay, like bro starting to get his stuff together a little bit more. He more serious on it. You know, he got a co-host that's eccentric. You know, she got a bunch of followers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he ain't just talking. You know what I'm saying? Like he really trying to build a platform and tell people, you know, he start hiring people. We got a model magazine, like I said.
Yes, Lord.
All that stuff is behind closed doors. I got a backup, you know, co-host in case my co-host isn't there. Or even if I want to have two co-hosts on the show, you know,
yeah.
I can have both of them there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for whatever situation, I got something for it.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like where I want to have it at. And I just want to build like a team that's going to be, you know, like energetic and enthusiastic as me that wants to be money driven. Because at the end of the day, like we all want to make money, bro.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, everybody want to be successful. You know what I'm saying? So it's like to sit back and just be like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But then just talk about it. It's not going to be your actions. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to put the action with the words and we got to just keep moving. And then we can't slow down. Like when there's a block, we got to find a route to move around that. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, I work avenues, bro. Like I go be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, bro, on the phone or on the computer. Just like, you know, who can I get in contact with so I can get this shit happening? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I ain't taking no, bro. Like for answer, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even like,
yeah. I guess y'all just now tapping in, man. We kicking it with
Cartier Chris. You know, it's MK Direct Social. Follow us, you know, on every social platform, bro. We locked and loaded, bro. 104.1 WXRW. My boy Sir Quincy interview debuting April 1st, 7 p.m. Central Time, Central Standard Time. Lock in, man. We there.
Yeah, we got commercial break. We got our word segment right after the commercial break. Stay tapped in. Yeah.
Mindful Mondays. Let's take this moment to tell Best of the Best TV where to find you guys at, how to sign up for this event if you're a vendor, if you just want to attend, all the above. The floor is yours.
Well, the social media sites, you know, we do have social media sites as well. We're on Instagram as Mindful Mondays MKE, as well as Facebook Mindful Mondays MKE. Same thing that you mentioned, we're on Eventbrite. If you look at Mindful Mondays in Milwaukee here, our event is there. So that's mainly where you can find us at as well. And as Fred said, at Greenwood Park, right in the heart of the city at 4233 West Fond du Lac Avenue.
Yes, okay. And greenwoodparkgallery.com.
Yes. All right, let's reiterate that address and time and all that. You said 40, what's the address?
Mindful Mondays, April 8th. 5:30 to 7:30, $25 a ticket. You will enjoy 6 different wine flavors. You will enjoy art and the knowledge of podcasting. You can reach us at, like I said, greenwoodparkgallery.com, where you can purchase tickets or Eventbrite, or call 414-444-5166. 4233 West Fond du Lac Avenue.
Yo, thanks for still tapping in at the commercial break. Guess y'all just now tapping in. We kicking it with.
I got to say my name.
You got to say your name. You ain't got to. We kicking it with Cartier Chris, man.
Yeah, dude.
I say it, dude.
MK Direct Social,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. All that gang shit, man. All that, man. Like, man. All
right. So, I play too much. You know how it is.
We got the word segment, man. Like,
what's this about, man? I want to take a shot, but I want to know what this is about first.
I love being with another a radio guy and shit. like, man, like it's like, all right, we spent it 3 times.
Okay.
And every time you tell me what you think about the word. That makes sense?
Okay.
All right. Like the price is right, but you ain't getting no money though. All right,
so 3 times and I spend it and I don't get no cheese.
You ain't got no cheese.
I'm a broke ass nigga, y'all.
Yeah. Let's spend. Let's spin it for the first time, boy.
I get to look at it.
Nope.
Because I don't see what the hell on the fucking board, bro. What you got on there? It better not be that gay shit, bro.
No, ain't no gay. No. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, I can't say it on your radio station. You can't say it on mine. Wait. Oh, my bad. You feel me? All right.
It cannot be no crazy stuff.
But it's love. The first one is love. The first one is love. The first word is love.
All right. So, look. It's love for everybody. You feel me? The whole city of Milwaukee, I got love for y'all. When I think about love, I think about the people that it's not family, that's still family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it like...
My dog. You know? My dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna just wrap it up like that, y'all.
Yeah. Like, no, you can't just do that. Like, who are the people that's like?
Okay, let's put it like that. So, yeah, you know, you might have family. You know, they say family, blood is thicker than water, right?
Yes, Lord.
So, with that being said, it's like at the same point, like some family will snake you, bro. Like some family really rob you. Some family really do you dirty type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they not really. Cain and Abel, you know what I'm saying? We go back to the times, bro. Brother killed them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like the friends or the company that you keep is the family that you're gonna have in your lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Like I got family, bro, that's friends, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I kick it with that's day ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
Lord.
I never be on no snake shit. And I ain't gotta worry about that. They know I'm a saying shit. You know, it's loyalty. Like loyalty is really what family is about, bro. Yeah, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like loyalty over everything.
Yeah, you know, in best of the best, we gotta dig deep. We gotta figure it out. We gotta figure it out. Let's get that second spin, my boy.
All right.
The other way.
Yes, sir. Where we at?
Relationships.
Y'all bitties can't get me. Y'all over with. Hey, I'm locked and loaded, bro. Like, yeah. I'm cool with the family I got. You know what I'm saying? I don't want none of y'all. But if LMA come the way, you can join what I got going on, little baby. You feel me? And my girl ain't going to be mad either.
That's your relationship, Chris, bro. That's your relationship with Chris. Yeah. I want to ask you that too. I'm glad like we could just like for the first time on Best of the Best, we could like kind of
classy
like,
British girls with a little, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like the girl I got, she kind of, you know, kind of white girlish, you know what I'm saying? But she black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like girls that's like all I don't like that ratchet
you
got some girls that
She could pertain everything. All is
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Everything.
Like you got some girls that's laid
back. Don't need no man.
Yeah, don't need, you know, the ones that's like the JTs, Cardi B's. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want them, bro.
Yeah,
I want a laid back, simple girl that just do her shit. Don't give a fuck about no niggas. You know what I'm saying? I want one dude to just chop it up with her. And she kind of little bi. You know what I'm saying?
Size, bro. Like, in case y'all just not tapping in, we kicking it with who?
Cartier, motherfucking bro, Chris. Like this conversation, bro. Like, with my boy, Best of the Best TV.
We bark, like we talk. Like, it's like, I don't know if it sounds like that. Like, no, but sometimes it sounds like that. Like, but sometimes it sounds like that because, like, sometimes we just, like, man, I'm hurt, man. Like, can we talk to each other? Like, so, like, man, it's organic. Like, that's how we talk. All right, third spin, man. I don't want them to know because, like, man, it's two bosses at the table. Ooh, I like that spin.
It's some bullshit.
Tell him, bro. Family.
I mean, that's going back. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
get into the mic, man. Get into the mic.
All right, so family mean a lot to me. All right, I'm just gonna keep it 100 with you. Like, the family I got now, I go to war for them, bro, and nobody getting in. Like, I'm one of them. I'm worse than a pit bull when it comes to my family. My brother just passed March 2nd. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of sad for me. I ain't gonna say it was kind of, like, it really hurt. You know what I'm saying? My boy was there for me. My family was there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people showed their support and gratitude towards that. But it's like, at the same time, my mom's passed in 2016. That kind of made me do, like, what I'm doing now as far as being, like, more of a family person to my kids. You know what I'm saying? I want to have them connected. I got two different baby mamas. So it's like at the same time, like I just want to have my kids connected. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I don't want to never have it. They both cool as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
So it's like for me to work that angle and to have that for them, you know what I'm saying? That means a lot because I ain't had that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like, I ain't know my sister. I start chopping it up with her. Like, we split up. She lived in Minnesota her whole life. So it kind of was like a big downfall for me and her to be cool. And then I always stay in contact, you know what I'm saying, throughout my years. But, like, you know, it's not the same as like you growing up with your siblings. You see them every day. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be separated, be adopted, you know what I'm saying, through a different family, it sets a whole nother tone. You know what I'm saying? Lord. And then to connect with the family I got now and to like make sure that they are good. And you know what I'm saying? Like they rely on me for good advice and to like keep motivating them to be, you know, successful people in their life and the mm-hmm. stuff that they got going on. That means a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
So I mean that's in a nutshell, bro. Like that's all I can say about that.
Yeah. You said your sister in Minnesota?
Nah, so my sister, yeah, I do got one sister that's in Minnesota right
yeah.
now. She's staying in Mankato. I used to live down there for a minute. My guy, my videographer, his name Wayne MC, he know all about that. He know when I was down there in Minnesota for the longest.
I was trying to bridge the gap because I'm like, man, like that Minnesota versus Milwaukee versus Minnesota, it gotta like, man, like we gotta bridge the gap, like, man, like it ain't really no beef.
Just come down here and do a song with us, and y'all be on, bro. Like, it is what it is. That's but like, we not trying to discredit y'all from doing what y'all doing. We know Shorty can bark. We know a couple of niggas out there got their songs together, bro.
My dog.
At the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we Milwaukee, bro. We not trying to be y'all. We not trying to be Chicago. We not trying to be for none of y'all, bro. We do our own shit, and we trying to put on for ourselves. Y'all can do y'all, and Minnesota can do them. You know what I'm saying?
My dog.
It is what it is. If y'all want to network, come network. But all that other shit, shut that shit up, man.
My dog.
That's being real.
My dog. So we're gonna take this moment to tell best of the best, like, what you got coming up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got, like, it's your floor.
All right. So let me take this shot real quick. Hold on.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a cheers to Best of the Best TV for having me out here on this podcast, man. I respect that, bro. All gratitude to you and your business and what you got going on, man. It's much love to y'all. More blessings to come. But for MKE Direct, bro, and for Cartier Chris, we got a lot of things going on, bro. We got April 1st. Stay tuned. My boy Sir Quentin got his podcast dropping. It's a first interview, radio interview, live on 104.1 WXRW Studios, River West Radio. Let me see. I think I might have some.
I got some promotional stuff, some River West shit for you, my boy. Yes, Lord.
Shout out River West Radio, man. That's who we work with, man. Yeah, my boy Zai, bro. We got a boat cruise coming soon, too. It's coming out in
fresh
June.
Off of that, too, man. Yeah.
So here's River West Radio. This is the patch. You guys can see that right there, man. Mm-hmm. Come to River West Studios. Get y'all patch. $2 for a patch. Get autographed by MK Direct Social. Me and Layla Rico gonna be down there. So, you know, we'll
stay tuned for
that. We also have Jam Fest MKE. My boy Sir Quentin will be accompanying me on that journey. You know what I'm saying? That's my boy Wayne MC, aka The Great One, you know what I'm saying? Follow him on TikTok, Snapchat, and Facebook. You know, that's my guy, man. Shout out MK Direct Social backup page. You know, my guy run that shit for me.
What?
So y'all better add that page, right? We're gonna beat y'all ass. You feel me?
Yeah.
Rock our ass, niggas.
Fuck you talking about.
But real talk though. We definitely got 414 Days, my girl Mocha. Shout out to Mocha for handling that for us. 414 Days events, man. It's always a pleasure to shout out the city, man, and promote the city.
Yes, Lord.
We got youth events going on in the city. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be nice. Bunch of festivals, music, good food. So come out there, you know, enjoy the time with your family, bro. Shout out 414. Make sure y'all promote that. You know, I got it tattooed on me, so, you know, it's engraved in me, you know. But
you got the
other than that, man, we do also have Summerfest. I'm be out there shooting Summerfest events, man. Big shout out to Summerfest Grounds for having MK Direct Social out
moving
there for that.
Fast, boy.
I love you guys, bro. Like, I never thought I had opportunity to get out there and, you know, shoot like actual, like, I mean, I'm not gonna say Milwaukee, we actual artists, but I'm talking about like real famous people. Like, it's a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really appreciate that with all gratitude and humbleness from God. Like, I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to do my best for that. Anybody that wants to lock in with me, that wants to be a part of that, let me know. I'll let you know what the ticket is. We can slide on that. You know what I'm saying? Already, I got the group of people that's going to be with me. My videographers, my promotional team is going to be out there. So, like I said, man, I'm just trying to put on for the city. I'm trying to get everybody out there.
Yes, Lord.
Also, anyone that wants to book an interview on River West Radio, 104.1 WXRW Studios, inbox mkedirectsocial@gmail.com with inquiries, or you can call 414-293-6066, which is MK Direct Social.
Mm-hmm.
That's the phone number to reach us. You can call us. We'll answer your calls. We start interviews off at $100 on radio. We do improv interviews, like what we did with Big Frank. You can check out the YouTube page. We're tagged in with Juice Talk TV. We're tagged in with 414 Hype House. We're tagged in with Uptown Society. We're tagged in with C-Dub Hip Hop. There's a lot of groups of people that we're tagged in with. I can't mention the name. Say Cheese Digital, Say Cheese TV. That's one of my boys. We're locked in with them. So whatever we promote, they're going to promote. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to build your fan base, you want to build your social media page, you want to build your exposure, link in with us. We're going to get you where you need to be at. So again, it's a privilege to be on this podcast with my boy, Sir Quentin.
Yes,
Best of the Best TV. I'm Cartier Chris. This MK Direct Social. My boy Trey Beasy in the building, aka Wayne the Great.
Yeah, boy.
We locked and loaded, man. Stay tuned.
It's a lot of that shit going on, man. Man, I appreciate you for sliding on the show, man.
Love, bro.
Additionally, for
make sure y'all check out the motherfucking sock game,
man. it's a whole lot of that shit, and we didn't even talk about the shoe fetish, man. The shoe fetish is crazy. Like we didn't even talk about that. Like, but like. Organically, man, like, yeah. I appreciate you for sliding to the show, man.
Love,
and sliding back, man, because last time, to keep it a buck, man, like, we had audio issues, man, and he slid back, like, man.
Yeah.
And additionally, like, he brought me back to the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it just shows, like, how business oriented he is, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm playing space where it is, bro.
Yes,
everybody
Lord.
Got time to do shit. It's just according to how they want to move.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
yes, Lord.
So, even in my rep, I still plan shit,
yeah.
But I still make time on my day to slide to the session.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's like, even if I got something busy, like okay, I got dinner at 8 o'clock, but you know, 9 o'clock, you know, I'm probably gonna be done. So let me plan for 11 to get there and do that,
nigga.
Money is money, bro. It don't stop, bro. You gotta keep moving. Your time is money. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta
catch y'all just
now
tapping in. We kicking it with my boy.
Chris.
Yeah, you feel me, man? Like it's been
MK
one man.
Social, you know
it's your boy Sir
it
Quentin kicking it with Cartier Chris. Y'all make sure y'all tap into the ANR. That's capital T, lowercase H E, lowercase A N D, uppercase R, and on the website. And we on Roku. And we got events coming up. We got the 420 event coming up. We got Best of the Best versus Top 5 Dead or Alive.
Y'all shout out my boy Dottie 420 party too, my boy. I had to add that in there too.
For real, y'all got some 420 shit going on.
420 party, yep.
For real.
My boy Dottie, yep.
Oh yeah, we got a 420 cypher coming up. Like Best of the Best versus Top 5 Dead or Alive. So like we on that type of time. And then on 4/8, we got a Mindful Wine Tasting coming up. So y'all make sure y'all tap into that. Like we got a we got all the top podcasters coming in, and then we got a wine tasting and art gallery. So y'all make sure to tap into that. And additionally, y'all tap into bestofthebesttv.com. additionally, y'all kicking it with my boy, what's your name, boy?
Jerry.
Yeah, you feel me, man? And this has been a great interview, man. And
what it is, man. Cartier Chris, man. MK Direct Social on Best of the Best TV. Fuck you talking about, man. Fuck you, me.
Tell them about that interview that we got coming up. Like, this is crazy, man. The interview we got coming up is live, man.
It's
listen,
dope, bro. It's dope.
Yes. You already know what's going on, man. Showboy Sir Quinn. You already know what time it is, man. Shut up, man.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.